USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Nancy Pelosi's signature, the impeachment articles are delivered to the Senate.
I have been directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate. The House has passed H. Res. 798, a resolution appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
The message will be received.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trial is expected to begin next week. The first phase of a new trade deal between the United States and China is having a positive impact on the stock market. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 91 points to finish at 2930. The NASDAQ was up 7. The S&P rose 6. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
The top House Democrats announced what members will manage the upcoming impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that the seven managers will be led by California's Adam Schiff and New York's Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees, respectively. Nadler spoke at the announcement.
Because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
The trial expected to start on Tuesday.
A rescue operation is underway after a trench collapsed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Four workers were trapped underground. One was able to get out on his own. The other two have been extracted by rescuers, and the fourth is still missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
After searching for 3 weeks in Port Clinton, Ohio, missing teen Harley Dilley has been found. USA Radio Network's Wendy King says that people are heartbroken.
Police Chief Robert Hickam spoke at a news conference.
Harley's coat, glasses, were discovered on the second floor of the house next to a brick chimney. We were then able to discover what we believe to be Harley, who was caught in the chimney.
Hickam says Dilley got onto the roof of the vacant house across the street from where he lived and went down the chimney where he got stuck. The teen was last seen on December 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new Gallup poll finds 84% of Americans say it's extremely or very important for parents to vaccinate their children, as several states, including New Jersey, are debating a law that limits unvaccinated children's access to school. New Jersey parent Lisa DeVergotis tells CBS This Morning,
"It's a big concern if people are being harmed by vaccines that we need. I feel we need to just stop and figure out what is going on because there is no proof that they're safe."
Infectious disease doctor Peter Holtz believes the vaccines are fine. It's all the misinformation being spread.
Until we step up our level of advocacy and take down the fake information, the measles epidemics that we saw in 2019 are going to become a new normal in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.